Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
News today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried was the largest donor to the Democrat Party, second to George Soros, for the spurious 2022 midterms. Nearly $40 million, which reportedly came from crypto donations to Ukraine. FTX was partnered with the World Economic Forum as one of Klaus Schwab's stakeholders. FTX's founder reportedly used a secret backdoor to steal over $1 billion from the customers of the now defunct cryptocurrency exchange. But there's more to the story than Sam Bankman-Fried and a money laundering slush fund for the failing Democrat Party. The CEO for FTX was Caroline Ellison, whose father is Glenn Ellison, head of the MIT Economics Department. Glenn Ellison hired Gary Gensler to head the cryptocurrency department at MIT in 2018. And in 2021, the Biden administration nominated Gary Gensler as the chair of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, who has been laser focused on gaining control of cryptocurrency. While the SEC has been routinely combative towards cryptos, they have treated FTX like family, causing many to argue that FTX was being groomed and set up by the SEC to monopolize the crypto market.
FTX was an exchange that had a bright sheen on it. It was led by a CEO that was often on Capitol Hill and being photographed with regulators and lawmakers. And so there was a sense that the exchange was very buttoned up.
Cryptocurrency has the potential to strip power from the central banking system, and that makes it a major threat. As this story unfolds, don't be surprised if this mess becomes the catalyst for government overreach into cryptocurrencies.
The Journal reporting the CEO allegedly using customer money from FTX to fund risky bets at his other company, a hedge fund called Alameda.
Many people believe that this will definitely set back the crypto industry for years.
You know, this is a tale as old as time to some degree. Some young charismatic guy in Bermuda shorts with the floppy hair charmed the 20 best investors in the world.
Rebecca, the big question here, was this a mistake by the founders or a crime?
Well, that's a question the regulators will ultimately have to answer here.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday, November 13th, 2022 broadcast. Mike Adams is about to be joining us to break down why FTX is the absolute straw that breaks the camel's back when it comes to the New World Order. It was openly run by the Democratic Party, by the Securities and Exchange Commission, and by the Justice Department so they could funnel tens of billions of dollars out of the country and then launder it back to themselves, not just the Democratic Party, but across the board. Then as they implode it, they're openly using it to go after all the other cryptocurrencies that are based in reality. Yes, you can speculate. Yes, there's pump and dumps. Yes, there's scams. But independent outside free currencies of the future, not governmental centralized digital currencies they can program and control. It's all coming up today with Owen Schroyer, with Mike Adams and so much more, and I'll be chiming in as well. Please stay with us and spread the word. This could bring down the globalists.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, what an honor and a privilege here to be hosting the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, November 13th, 2022, because we're in an interesting time as Info Warriors together. We're in the time where we have been completely vindicated, and now it's not just the rest of the news cycle catching up to Info Wars, or even what I now see as the thrust, the populist movement inside the Republican Party starting to catch up to where InfoWars has been all these years. And I don't want to make this a pat on the back moment, because that just doesn't come off well. And we need to be as welcoming and opening to all as possible here to join us in the cause, using the First Amendment to save America, save freedom, save prosperity in the West, peacefully and politically. So this isn't a let's pat ourselves on the back moment, as we're more vindicated than ever, and now it's just a matter of watching the rest catch up to us. Is it going to be in time, or is it going to be too late? But you should not be feeling down as we watch our elections get stolen. You should not be feeling down as the Democrat Party goes for full control, totalitarianism, one-party rule in this country. You should not feel down. You should feel like you're exactly where you belong, and you're exactly where you knew you would be long ago. It was always going to get to this point, and now you're in your period of total vindication. And what we do from here is really the question. We will continue to be tomorrow's news today, but it's time for it to become today's news today. But that's just depending on what the rest of the country wants to do, what the rest of the media wants to do, what our politicians want to do, and if they finally start to realize how serious all the stuff we've talked about here really is for years. Oh, don't worry. Most people saw what happened in the midterms in the last week and have their questions. Most people saw what just happened in Nevada and Arizona and then some of these House races in the dark of the night, and they don't believe it. And they're seeing the outright corruption. And then you have this FTX story like a giant elephant dropping right on top of it, icing on the Democrat steel cake. It just couldn't be more obvious. So you've been in a sense of urgency. You've known that we were in this period of corruption. Now the rest of the world is waking up. So I'm going to be interested to see how the rest of the media responds to this. I'm going to be interested to see who has the spine to not just question the results of our elections, but even doubt them and call it a blatant theft. And I'm going to be interested to see who is willing to finally make the connections between FTX Ukraine and the Democrat Party and how that applies to the bigger issue of using foreign wars to launder money and now using the crypto crash to regulate cryptocurrency when the entire FTX story was an example of corruption within the Democrats and within the left-wing ideology, not an example of why crypto needs to be regulated. And so you're going to take a loss on all these issues. I'm just going to tell you. You will take the loss. We will take the loss on all these issues. The Biden administration will move in and regulate crypto after this. Doesn't matter the blatant crimes that were committed. Won't matter. Won't matter. It won't matter that seemingly beyond against all odds, the Democrats are going to pull off not just taking the Senate. Now it looks like they're going to take the House as well. Nobody could believe it, but they're going to do it right in front of your face, and the media is going to go along for the ride. Do not feel down. Do not feel out. It was always going to get to this point. So we have to go through this test. We have to go through this trial. And only through it will we actually get a true result of, do we deserve to be free anymore? Does this country deserve to be free and have prosperity? Because, look, there's going to be a period of time where things are going to get so bad in the inner cities, some of areas they already are, and you're going to have the choice. You can abandon the life that you know, whether it's a metropolitan lifestyle or even the suburban lifestyle, and you can abandon that and just get out into the woods, go out into the country, live in a very population scarce area, and you'll be able to stave off a lot of this. You'll be able to get property and house at a reasonable price and avoid most of the crime and the violence and even drown out most of the political noise. And it'll kind of be like the second wave of non-religious, if you will, wave of the Amish people who saw this whole thing coming from a light years away and just decided to just completely check out of it permanently. But you notice that the government's coming after them, too. So there'll always be ways for you to avoid this. But I don't think that this is a time for us to be depressed and upset because we haven't learned anything new here. If anything, we should be feeling good that people are finally starting to see how corrupt it is. And now we get to see who's willing to fight it and who's not. So here's what's coming up. I got all the latest election news that I'm going to get into. We've got all the FTX news with Mike Adams that we're going to be getting into. I've got some other news as well, some other video clips we'll be getting into. But we'll play the clip. And it's I don't even know how to really explain it other than it just shows how pathetic the American media is. And that's truly what it is. The American media is a joke. It is a joke. 99% of the American media is in a complete state of either trance or propaganda. And therefore, most of the American people are as well. And that video they just put on the screen is an example where this reporter went out to polling places in Pennsylvania and asked, oh, what are you excited about? And you listen to these Democrat voters, and again, I'm not trying to be mean, but they're literally mentally retarded, folks. And so you have people that are completely mentally ill, completely brainwashed, completely propagandized, wouldn't know the difference from their ass and a hole in the ground. And they go vote Democrat, and they say how proud they are to vote Democrat. They don't know any issues. They don't watch any debates. They have no clue what's going on. They've just been force-fed the propaganda. Republicans bad, and so you better vote Democrat or else. And they did. And they did. And they'll watch their entire world collapse around them, and they'll scratch their heads as things get worse and grocery prices go up and energy prices go up and gas prices go up and availability goes down. And the supply chain crisis truly hits, which I think we're on the brink of now after the midterms. It's been synthetically kind of kept under wraps. I think it's about to come to the surface now. And they'll be shocked and they'll be disoriented and they won't know what's going on. But the American people have been through tough times and we've made it out before. So we better be praying for God to help us. We better be praying for God's wisdom. We better be asking God to light the path. Because we all see where things are going, and it's not just about this country. Selfishly, we'd all like to see America go on forever, but it's really the whole planet that's about to go under the corporate global government with the unending, soulless, humanless bureaucracy running your life every breath you take. And I, for one, would like to avoid that. That's just where we stand here at InfoWars. My guess is most people feel that way, too, once they understand the issue. So when we come back, I'm going to cover all the political news. But folks, remember, they don't even want us on air. Us being on air is a total victory. And that's thanks to InfoWarsStore.com. We don't have big billionaire donors. We don't have crypto scams like Democrats running FTX to launder millions of dollars back to their party. No, we have you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, getting the great supplements like BrainForce Ultra, Super Male Vitality, Ultimate Krill Oil, the Whole Food Multivitamin, Alpha Power, Fizzy Magnesium, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That's what keeps us on air. So get the great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I don't really like doing the self-praise here on air because as somebody that listens to talk radio, it's always been kind of a turnoff for me personally when hosts do self-praise. So this isn't about self-praise. This is about affirming to you that you are in the right place. This is affirming to you and the crew and the audience and everybody that's ever helped InfoWars throughout this process, fighting for truth and justice and freedom in this country. You are in the right place. You bet on the winner. We have been vindicated. We are the winners. We know what's coming. We are the most accurate. And I say we, that's all of us. I just happen to be the one in front of the camera, behind the microphone, with the voice. But it's all of us, a collective people that love freedom and truth and want to see it into the future with prosperity in the West as an example for the rest of the world. So this isn't to do self-praise here. I find that a little off-putting as well. It's just to let you know, you're in the right place. We are next year's news today, next month's news today, next week's news today, whatever you want to say. So this is from Friday's War Room, where in the middle of the show I said, I'm going to crunch the numbers and tell you what's going to happen in Nevada. This is from Friday. Here's how it went. I was crunching some numbers in Nevada, and while these are obviously rough numbers because we don't get the exact numbers, but with the numbers that I have available to me, if the trends continue to the close of the counting in Clark County and in Washoe County, Masto is going to overtake Laxalt and win by less than 10,000 votes. That's where the numbers and the trends are right now. So unless something changes, looks like they may flip Nevada and it may go blue as well. All right, guys, now go ahead and put the graphic on the screen. So there you go. So that was from Friday. Go ahead and pull that down. And so there you go. What do you have here? Oh, Masto overtakes Laxalt and wins with 5,000 votes. How did I know? How did I see it coming? It's really not that hard, actually. And I kind of feel bad for the true believers that still think Republicans are going to have victories in Arizona. I mean, maybe if they do audits and recounts and have dozens of lawsuits, which might happen. But no, you're not going to have any victories for Republicans in Arizona. Sorry to tell you, not going to happen. Blake's not going to win. Masters was never going to win. Fincham wasn't going to win. Hamadeh wasn't going to win. They were never going to let you win. The Democrats and the Republican establishment were never going to let you win. Never. And that's too bad. Really is. Blake Masters was a phenomenal candidate and a true class act. Kerry Lake, great candidate. Could be the future. Fincham and Hamadeh were going to set standards of how you operate as the Secretary of State and Attorney General. You really think the Democrats were going to let them get in? You really think the establishment Republicans were going to let them get in? We're going to let the populist wave set a standard in the state of Arizona? You really thought that? I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh at you if you did. It's just, we knew better here. And that's why we were warning you. And that's why I said, if there's a fair election, Republicans will take 52 seats. If it's rigged, Democrats will take 52 seats. And it looks like that's exactly where we're going. And let's be clear, the message that the Democrats have sent to the Republicans that they better find a way to respond to quickly. The Democrats own Pennsylvania. You understand me? The Democrats own Pennsylvania. They own it. I don't care how much money you spend. I don't care how many people vote Republican. I don't care how bad the Democrat candidate is versus the Republican. None of it matters. The Democrats own Pennsylvania.
And as long as they can get 3-1, 4-1, 5-1 people to vote Democrat, supposedly, in Philadelphia, the Republicans will never have a statewide victory in Pennsylvania. 0% chance. You're about at that same level with Michigan and Detroit. You're on the brink in Wisconsin. But Wisconsin is truly a wet red state now, so they were able to overcome the fraud in Milwaukee. And now you have the new phenomenon that the Republican Party better wake up to, and fast. And that's the Democrats trying to stamp Georgia as their own, which I'll pretty much go ahead and tell you they already have. It's over. Walker's not going to win, I'm sorry to say. Now, if you're in Georgia, you should still get out to vote. That doesn't mean give up, because the practice of voting is important. You know, somebody asks, Owen, you always rail on how elections are rigged, so why go waste your time and vote? Here's why. Because it's all about the integrity, and it's all about the belief in the system. Yeah, you know what? I might not trust the voting system. In fact, I don't. But see, I still have the integrity to go out and do the practice of voting in the belief that this is how we can continue to maintain peaceful transitions of power and peaceful transitions of influence and peaceful transitions of policy. I still believe in that system. And so I'm going to be a man of integrity and continue to express my belief in that system when it comes voting day, even if that system has been corrupted. So it's more about expressing belief in the system so that we maintain it into the future. Because you understand, if you give up on voting, and if you give up on the system of voting, there's not going to be a vote. The Democrats will cancel the vote, guarantee you. They won't have elections anymore. They'll cancel them if you quit showing up. So it's important to vote. But no, the Democrats are about to show you they've stamped Georgia as their own, just as they've stamped Pennsylvania as their own. Now they're in the process of stamping Nevada and Arizona as their own. I do believe there will be fight in Arizona. I do believe that. I do believe the Republicans in Arizona have fight and a backbone, and that that's going to be a battle there. Nevada, I'm 50-50 on. There was some good grassroots, boots on the ground Republican movements in Nevada, but they were nowhere near as energized and influential as they were in Arizona. So I'm not sure about Nevada, but from what I've seen, the Democrats are about to stamp Georgia as a blue state when, of course, it's not. It's a red state. But it doesn't matter when you have the tri-county area in Atlanta. Same thing as Philadelphia, going 4-1, 5-1 Democrat, with the populist overwhelming the rest of the state's will and votes. And they're about to repeat that same formula in Arizona and Nevada unless they're stopped. And I broke this down last Friday as well. You need to understand something. If the Democrats own Pennsylvania, if the Democrats own Georgia, and if the Democrats own either Arizona and Nevada, then you can pretty much just forget about a Republican ever winning a presidential election ever again. It's never going to happen. If the Democrats own Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona, or Nevada, it's done. It's done. It's signed, sealed, and delivered. They have the electoral votes already in the bag before any presidential election starts, with their ownership of those states, which they clearly have, plus New York. So, I mean, there are ways to mitigate this. There are ways to fight back against this peacefully and politically. And we'll cover some of those coming up. I'm sorry I didn't get any of the news here, but I'll come back. I promise I've got election news. I'll get to the next election news headlines. But when we come back, the big developing story, and again, the American people have a choice. Do you want to see the corruption and accept it for what it is, or continue to bury your head in the sand? What just happened with the FTX crypto Democrat Ukraine scandal is massive. Is massive. And joining me on the other side to discuss it is Mike Adam.
The globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No one knew how much risk was in that system. Bilateral, spook, non-reported transactions. No one knew how much risk was in that system. Repackaged and re-leveraged again and again and again and again.
So there you go, and it's now being reported that the FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried has been detained in the Bahamas. This is just recently breaking. And so, I mean, honestly, just trying to keep up with all the news has been nearly impossible because it's breaking so fast at this point. But Mike Adams joins me now to try and make sense of all of it. I've got all the headlines and all the stories in front of me, Mike. But, you know, crypto is never a big issue for me. I mean, I cover it because I cover news every day. So I wasn't really following this story out of the gates. But when I'm trying to catch up to it now, it was so obvious from the beginning. I mean, this was so obvious that this is exactly what was going on from the very beginning with the characters involved, with the activities involved, how did nobody see this coming? How is it that it had to actually break like this? Except I think we know the answer, Mike, because they're going to use it to regulate crypto. Mike Adams joins me now from Natural News. Mike, take it away.
All right. Thank you, Owen. Great to join you. And just a reminder, I'm going to be hosting the second hour of the show tonight, the Sunday night show. And I'm bringing on an expert, John Perez. And we're taking a deep dive into this issue. So that's 7 p.m. Central, right after your hour hosting the show as well. My voice is a little raspy. I've been screaming on the phone for the last couple of days with a lot of people about some of what's going on here. Not in an angry way, but just, let me say it this way. We've only just begun to see what's about to go down in the crypto space. And the big, big story here is that, yes, this was a setup. And it's a setup to take down, or an attempt to take down, unregulated crypto. So this whole thing, if you look into Sam Bankman fraud, is what I call him, and who set him up and who funded him and where the money came from, this is a network of deep state money, and they have begun to achieve what they wanted, which was to cause billions of dollars in losses to bring in massive regulation of the centralized exchanges. And this is the gateway to central bank digital currencies that they are going to attempt to roll out. So it was also, by the way, a slush fund for Democrats. So they use this exchange that Sam Bankman ran to produce, about $40 million in donations to Democrats in this election cycle. And they had anticipated donating about $1 billion, or up to $1 billion. That was reported by CNBC. To Democrats in the 2024 election. So the downfall of FTX has massive contagion risks that have only just begun. I'll share some details with you here. I've been following this very closely, but I just want to set the tone, Owen, and say that, you know, I'm not anti-crypto. I favor decentralized systems that can compete with the central bank, but I believe ultimately this is a central bank run sting operation of sorts to bring down FTX, bring down unregulated crypto, and force people into digital wallets. Maybe not a sting, but kind of a crypto false flag operation. So we can jump into details wherever you want, Owen.
Well, let's get more into the weeds maybe in the next segment or two, even if you want to stick around. But I know you're going to be coming back really breaking it on the second hour of Sunday Night Live later this evening, because I want to just kind of echo something you said and then just lay out the basics of this for people that might not have been following. I am in agreement. I am pro crypto. I'm pro anything that decentralizes currency, but more importantly, takes the control mechanisms away from a centralized group of people or any individual group of people. And then we, the people, get to decide how much is crypto worth. We, the people, get to decide what the market value is. And so that, to me, is the real big winner when it comes to crypto. And I've always warned people, and quite frankly, I think the big disfavor that the crypto community has done over the years that I've been very critical of trying to warn people is the big disservice that the crypto community has done to the concept of crypto is sitting up there telling everyone it's the be all end all. It can't fail. It's the greatest thing of all time. Everybody buy crypto. It's going to save your mom, save your dad, save the future, save everything. Hey, whoa, hold up. The concept maybe in the future could help us out big time, but don't tell people that this is a fail-proof system. Don't tell people they can't be taken advantage of, because, Mike, now that they have, it's going to be used against them. And now all of these, who I think are great people as far as the crypto commentator community is concerned, I think they're good people. They're freedom lovers. But they sold the bag so high, and they told people it's so foolproof, and a lot of people lost a lot of money. And so now, instead of warning people, hey, this is a system that could work for us in the future. This is a system that could empower humanity into the future. But let's be careful of bad deeds, and let's continue to maintain the concept. Forget about how much money your crypto is worth. Let's maintain the concept of it's about decentralizing power when it comes to currencies. But no, it was always the be-all, end-all. It can't fail. And so now they've been totally set up for failure, where people that once believed in crypto are now going to feel like they've been stabbed in the back, and they're going to look to the government for justice.
Well, I can tell you, Owen, I agree with everything you just said. I can tell you there are already efforts underway. A wave of lawsuits are coming against crypto influencers on YouTube who made money off of FTX sponsorship. The lawsuits are going to fly by the thousands, and there are many so-called very successful people, so-called very wealthy people, on YouTube influencers who, like you said, they meant well. They didn't knowingly lie to people, but they did not exercise discernment. And they got paid. Some of them made $50,000 a month, even more in some cases. Some of them accumulated tens of millions of dollars in apparent wealth, although most of that was in crypto. And they created the presentation that they were wise and wealthy and had discernment. And sadly, as we're finding out now, they are falling over themselves to apologize to their audiences and to distance themselves from FTX and BlockFi. And there are also new questions raised in the last 12 hours about crypto.com that we also need to get into. And it appears that there is a coordinated ecosystem-wide effort to cause what I'm calling a crypto bank run. And if you think about it, FTX was essentially brought down by the gleaning of information that showed that they did not have the deposits that they claimed to have, and that they had raided their own user funds and shipped them over to Alameda Research, which claimed its deposits were FTT tokens, which were created out of nothing by FTX itself. So,
well,
we're
here, Mike, let me just pause right there to try to make it a little more layman for the audience
okay,
to understand.
Sorry. I'm geeking out already.
No, it's okay. It's okay because you're getting into the extreme details here. I want to kind of lay it out for the layman people. So basically what FTX did was they sold you, call it a commodity or call it an asset, cryptocurrency, and they were selling it. They were making billions of dollars in transactions. And what they did was they took in the dollars. So you, let's say, made $1,000 for a Bitcoin. I'm just making up numbers here as an example. So you give $1,000, you get a Bitcoin. Well, they're making millions of these transactions, acquiring billions in actual currency wealth, not cryptocurrency, and then funneling it through their own accounts, funneling through their own systems into different countries, even through Ukraine, and then right back into the Democrat Party. So that $1,000 that you spent to get your cryptocurrency, 800 of it ends up going back to the Democrat Party, $200 of it gets, you know, kind of festered out over here, over there, and then you're sitting there with the crypto that you were told was worth $1,000, now is worth a dollar.
Well, that's the beginning of what happened, but it's much deeper than that. Remember, FTX creates its own tokens called FTT tokens, and then they raided their own user deposits and used those deposits as leverage to ship off to their sister company, one of which was Alameda Research. There are 130 companies, remember, that are associated with this that filed bankruptcy on Friday. And the bottom line is, Owen, they simply did not have the deposits that they claimed to have, and they did not care for the user assets that they claim to be caretakers of. Now, of course, CZ over at Binance was able to bring down FTX with just two tweets. That shows you how vulnerable some of these exchanges are, and it shows you that the exchanges now cannot be trusted. Everybody right now is taking their funds out of the exchanges and moving them to cold storage across the entire ecosystem.
All right, Mike, let's get into some of the weeds of this on the other side. And actually, I think there's a larger story here about how the entire market is overlevered, and you're just getting a taste of it with what happened with this FTX deal. Folks, the entire global market is overlevered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to
support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Man, I'll tell you, Mike, I'm hosting the Alex Jones Show tonight, hosting the first hour of Sunday Night Live, then you're taking over. I've already got a full show for the War Room tomorrow on Monday. I mean, that's how stacked up we are with breaking news right now and all the developments with the midterm elections, what's going on around the globe, the FTX Democrat money laundering operation that's now been totally caught. Which really, Mike, I think there's a bigger story here that it's kind of just a overall story where they look at FTX and they say, oh, it was over leveraged. They never had the money. I mean, that's basically any business operating, quite frankly. I mean, I would guess half the corporations are probably operating in the red the entire year, but they have credit. They have over levered all of their assets. And if they actually had to liquefy, they probably wouldn't have the bottom line they claim. But that's a separate issue that other economists and people talk about. We don't have to get into that now. But what do you think is going to be the ultimate story dealing with the FTX Democrat money laundering operation? Because Elon Musk has called it out as a Democrat money laundering operation, which to me kind of opens the gates for a lot of other commentators to accept that as the truth and to talk about it as well, how influential he's been on the crypto markets. But I mean, is it going to matter? Is it going to matter that they laundered it through Ukraine? Is that going to change public opinion? Is it going to matter that it was laundered right to the Democrat Party, even 5 million of it, right to Joe Biden? Is that going to open people's eyes to see how corrupt the Democrat Party is? What do you think the real story and real fallout here is? Because we know what the deep state wants it to be. We know what the globalists want it to be. Oh, you can't have crypto or it needs to be regulated. Not the obvious story, which is, hey, you were money laundering through Ukraine to the Democrat Party. That should be the real story.
So there are two big stories here, and they're happening simultaneously. And you're right about the first one there. This was a slush fund. in order to fund Democrats with a lot of dark money that definitely some of it was laundered through Ukraine. So the U.S. government sends money to Ukraine. Some of it gets donated to FTX. FTX then turns around and makes donations to Democrats, including Fetterman, by the way. Fetterman received money from FTX, and that's one of the reasons why Fetterman supposedly won. But, of course, we have rigged elections happening, you know, as we saw in Nevada. You know, you've covered it extensively, Owen, so you know exactly what's going on there. The count goes on, and the longer the count goes on, the more the rigging goes on. But it was a slush fund, but then it was designed to detonate, okay? So this thing had a fuse on it. It was designed to detonate and to try to take down the entire crypto ecosystem with contagion so that then the Janet Yellens can come in, and she's already gone public now and said, oh, well, gosh, look, we need to regulate crypto now. Look at this. Look at these horrible losses, which, by the way, for the record, is something I predicted would happen back in 2014, believe it or not. I knew this day was coming, just didn't know when it was going to happen, but it's here. So we're going to have extreme regulation coming in the next few months. The exchanges are going to be regulated, and it's going to cause the value of a lot of these cryptocurrencies to really be suppressed in the United States because the utility of them will be reduced. You won't have as much privacy. You know, you're not going to be able to just exchange unless you want to go underground and do it illegally, you know, because there's going to be all these new laws in place. So crypto prices will probably be suppressed after that regulation comes out. But it also makes the case for more privacy coins like Monero and others. And also, you know, Ripple has done a great job in building a system that could be used for global trade, by the way. And Ethereum has done a lot of brilliant things like switching over from proof of work to proof of stake. So the truth is that the private crypto geniuses have actually solved a lot of these problems. And the government feels like that's competition. So the government and the deep state is trying to take them down so that the government can run their central bank digital currencies to enslave the masses from here forward. So it's a war to see who comes out on top.
Well, and I don't want to get too conceptual with it, but I mean, to me, the real value of crypto is the concept that it gives people control of pricing. I mean, that's basically to me what it's all about. And that's why I never really got into the crypto hype of, oh, it's worth $60,000 or $15,000 or whatever, because the monetary value tied to the dollar shouldn't even matter. What should matter is the goal ultimately is that we all buy into this through a cryptocurrency market where we decide the price. The vendor decides the price. The seller, the buyer decides the price in a peer-to-peer exchange, removing the government interaction from the picture altogether. And that empowers the people. So, of course, the central bankers don't want that to happen. Of course, the globalists don't want that to happen. The centralized currency, the fiat currency, is their number one control over mankind right now. I mean, it might be their number one control over us, controlling the currency. And if that comes to an end, well, they lose all control. So, of course, at some point, they were going to have to come after crypto, and they were going to have to scare people off of it and scare it out of existence, if you will, because it challenges them. Because to me, here's what the crypto geniuses, as you called them, have realized. There is essentially at this point, other than confidence, there is no difference between a cryptocurrency coin or a dollar. They print dollars at will, folks. They make it up. There's no value there. They just did $50 billion to Ukraine on a whim. Where does the money come from? It comes out of their ass. So the cryptocurrency people say, hey, you're already in a fiat currency with made-up value. Why not come over to this fiat currency with our made-up value where we decide what it's worth and we're not tied to a central bank currency? Now, that might be getting a little theoretical and conceptual, but to me it's that concept that has the central bankers scared.
Well, you make a really important point, which is that the corrupt government doesn't want any competition when it comes to looting money from the people. So there are two things here. Number one, yes, the dollar is backed by nothing since 1971. And they print dollars, they print trillions, and it causes dollar devaluation. And right now you're losing about 2% per month of your purchasing power of the dollar. But simultaneously, what FTX and the collapse has demonstrated, and a lot of other shenanigans, is that the crypto system cannot self-regulate. There's too much greed in the system. There's a lot of deception. There's a lot of deposits that are being passed around in order to try to prove that you have a certain amount of money in your exchange with audits, and then those coins are sent to somebody else so that they can prove they have the same money. There's a lot of shenanigans, and the damage has only just begun. We're going to see a lot more exchanges fall. By the way, believe me, over the next 10 days, you're going to see major big exchanges probably crater because people are pulling their funds out. But if everybody were just using cold storage and offline wallets, then the centralized finance systems of the exchanges would not be a problem. And there are decentralized exchanges that already solve this problem. The issue is that most users are very basic users. They don't understand cryptography. They don't understand public keys, private keys. They don't understand the technology that they're using. And so they can easily get caught in these systems, which is what just happened. You know, billions of dollars in valuations have been wiped out virtually overnight. So unless users become more sophisticated or the crypto ecosystem becomes more self-regulated, then this problem is not going to be solved. And none of us want government regulation because that means that's annihilation, frankly, of this system. But that's probably what's coming. So we have to brace ourselves for it.
And to just kind of reevaluate the whole thing without getting into the weeds, and I've got the headlines here. I'll get into the weeds later. I know that when you're hosting the second hour of Sunday Night Live, you're really going to dive deep into this too. But when you look at this, clearly this situation was a setup from the beginning. I'm sorry to say, but you take one look at the parties involved in this, Sam Bankman-Fried and his little gang of bandits. Folks, these are incompetent boobs, okay? I'm sorry. Take one look at the guy. He doesn't even know how to comb his hair, okay? Take one look at these people. Do they really look like the type of geniuses that are going to be running a successful system like this? No, they were set up from the very beginning. And now that you see all of the different connections that they had to the deep state, to politically connected people, to big corporation people, these people were obviously set up. Brinkman, Freed, and his gang of bandits were obviously set up. Who knows if they even knew that this whole thing was going to be used to run a giant scandal, and they thought maybe they would just skim off the top. But at the end of the day, these morons got used by the Democrat Party and by the deep state to steal millions of dollars from people, mostly Americans, to steal, it's what it was, straight up theft, and give it right to the Democrat Party. That's what it was. So whether Bankman-Fried and his little merry gang of bandits that I don't think looked that smart to begin with knew that this was going on or not, they have now successfully been used by the deep state and the Democrat Party to steal hundreds of millions of dollars, funnel it back to the Democrats, and guess what? They're going to be the ones that take the fall here, Mike, not the ones that were running them. And I don't know if they'll even have a clue how to save themselves legally at this point. They thought flying away on a chartered jet would help. No, they're still getting arrested.
Well, remember, they gave $40 million to Democrats and only $200,000 to Republicans, so they knew exactly what they were doing. And yes, they got caught. Will they be held accountable? Probably not in the way that we wish, because, of course, they were giving money to Democrats and everything's rigged. But we need to ask all those Democrats that took money from FTX, will they give it back now? Will we have new redo elections? I mean, they took dirty money. They took money stolen from other people.
I didn't know you were doing comedy today, Mike.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be a clown show, that's for sure.
All right, so who do you have coming up here in the second hour of Sunday Night Live?
I'm joined by John Perez, the crypto Nostradamus. He's joining me.
Looking forward to that coming up in just an hour here with 2 hours later with Mike Adams. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.